Most of us remember childhood classmates who were saddled with nicknames like Runt or Moose or Peanut. These playful titles may have major significance in the life of a sensitive child, greatly influencing how he sees himself and indeed the person he will become. I knew a small boy in junior high school who had a round head, large mouth, and thick glasses that made him look bug-eyed. His classmates called him Frog. It was a perfect nickname, except that Frog himself wasn't so proud of the analogy. It never occurred to his schoolmates that he might not want to look like a green, bumpy-skinned, fly-eating creature. In time, the boy began to believe his nickname, seeing himself as ugly and undesirable. There have been millions like him. My point is this: children often become their nicknames and perceive themselves to be as others see them. Unfortunately, this phenomenon doesn't occur only in the classroom or schoolyard. It happens at home, too. Parents who label their child a slow learner may, in fact, be reinforcing learning difficulties. Or worse, an impatient parent may blurt out, "You're stupid, you're clumsy." In the mind of the child, these labels become truths which cannot be repressed or ignored. Let me leave you with this thought, which applies to us all. We are not who we think we are. We are not even who others think we are. We are who we think others think we are.
Hear more at drjamesdobson.org.